This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Today we're talking about bridleless riding with Stacy Westfall, who's won multiple reining championships without using a bridle. Now, Stacy, what are the benefits of bridleless riding?
The main one is that riders who are considering it will tend to begin to move their cues out of their reins and into their body. And this can benefit the horse because even when you keep the reins, it's good if you can do it with less contact.
Now, you mentioned the cues with your legs. What are those cues?
That makes a little bit better video than it does in audio, but the short version is that for me personally, I have three cue spots up and down each side of the horse, and one spot means move the shoulder, one spot means move the whole body, and one spot means move the hip, and then I can, with my right leg and left leg, I can use those different combinations of those cues.
Now, not all horses are necessarily good bridleless candidates. What is it that you're looking for in a horse to train to ride without a bridle?
I work towards it with all the horses, but I don't know until I'm approaching the end whether or not it's going to be a good candidate. It's a little bit like looking at a child who's playing around with T-ball and trying to predict whether or not they're going to go into major leagues or something. It's not that easy to see until you get closer. And so with the horses, it's something that I work on as far as improving that horse's skills. And then the ones that have it are the ones that tend to be a little more serious, a little more focused. The ones that struggle more are the ones that are more easily distracted. Because obviously if they're ignoring your cues and you take off the bridle, you could be possibly lacking if they ignore some of the other cues. So it's basically you're trying to judge them on their attention span and their willingness to pay attention.
Now, can bridleless principles improve your horsemanship even if you never intend to take the bridle off?
Yes. Some of my favorite stories have been feedback where people used the bridleless DVD and taught their horses to ride bridleless at home. And then when they went to shows or places, they said, you know, I decided I'd keep the bridle on but ride on a really loose rein. And I really appreciate it when people can see that it's not always about taking the bridle off. It's about improving the communication. And with some horses, you take the bridle off and you can show that. But with other horses, maybe that's too high a risk. And so you keep the bridle on and you still have a really, really nice horse.
Now, bridleless riding is very precise. To do it well, you really need to use spurs. Explain that to us.
Well, I don't know if I'd go as far as saying that you have to use the spurs. I personally do because I have very specific spots on the horse and I'm doing high-level reining maneuvers. So it would depend on exactly what version of bridleless riding you were trying to do because there's a lot of different things that people do with horses. In my world, I'm doing flying lead changes, sliding stops, rollbacks, spins. And so because of that, I have very specific spots that I use. So I personally do use spurs.
When you're riding bridleless, really concentrating on what you're doing and concentrating on those spots is really important, isn't it?
Yes, it actually needs to become second nature. So before I would ever take the bridle off, those cue spots and that stuff needs to be second nature. And the way that I practice that is I tie the reins to the saddle horn very loose. And that way I'm not tempted to use the bridle reins to cue. I'm really just using my body, my legs, and then I know whether or not I'm going to run into a problem, but my safety net, the reins that are tied to the saddle horn, they're still right there.
Now, there's bridleless riding, and then there's also bridleless bareback riding. It's not much different for the horse, but it's quite a bit different for the rider, isn't it?
Yes, it took me about an additional year to really get to the point where I could do the same performance without the saddle because although I grew up riding bareback and I still ride bareback a lot, doing it on a horse that's so well trained to do flying lead changes, sliding stops and that stuff, the chances of miscueing the horse or cueing the horse to do things goes a lot higher.
If someone's interested in pursuing bridleless riding, what advice do you have for them?
Figure out a way to practice safely and then again tying the reins up and being able to do everything to include corrections like stopping, backing, turning. Maybe the horse spooks at something and I need to be able to correct that without grabbing the reins because you're going to run into things when you're riding bridleless and you got to know you can safely navigate that first.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Stacy.
Thank you for having me.
That's Stacy Westfall. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.